Well, welcome back, folks, here to Jackson County High School. It's Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill, Ross, and J-Man, Johnny Zell, bring you the action. Johnny, you want to run the lineups?
Okay, for the Jackson County Blue Devils, we have number 10, Colby Brown, number 11, Isaac Phillips, number 24, James Cole, number 25, Dylan Henley, number 5, Theo Bowman, number 30, Joseph Brown, number 34, Jonas Smith, number 42, Connor Brown, number 21, Jeremy Hodges, number 43, Kobe Long, number 44, Jonathan Dyer, number 20, Caleb Johnson, and number 22, Troy Mariner. The starting five for the Jackson County Blue Devils will be number 10, Kobe Brown, number 11, Isaac Phillips, number 25, Dylan Henley, number 5, Theo Bowman, and number 24, James Cole. For your Pickett County Bobcats, you have number 2, John Michael Furl, number 40, Blake Hughes, number 32, Ben Neal, number 1, Gabe Moon, number 10, Dawson Abbott, number 35, Brian Gibson, number 23, Trent Young, number 11, Peyton Rector, number 42, Colton Sales, number 14, Jonathan Crawford, number 20, Clay Smith, number 3, Bryson York, number 4, Will Garrick, which the coach said earlier in the interview that he had broke his wrist, I think he said, Ralph, so he's going to be out, and number 21, Ryan Hill. The starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats would be number 2, John Michael Furl, number 40, Blake Hughes, and we're going to say either 32 or 23, Trent Young or Ben Neal.
Ben Neal.
Okay, and number 10, Dawson Abbott, number 35, Brian Gibson. That's going to be the starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats. Coached by Nathan Aaron and assisted by Ray Allen as well.
I seen him write it down down there. I found it.
Okay. I was wondering how you knew that.
The other coach is writing on his clipboard.
And you say you can't see nothing. You got eyes like that?
Well, he was writing it big right here. See it? Right there it is. It's right there.
What's the...
The players, the starters. Like that Ben Neal.
What a sleuth you are.
Sleuth. At least he didn't call me a slug.
Yeah, well. We're going to take a final opportunity here for another ad here at halftime. Between games, we'll be right back.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks, here to Jackson County High School. We're getting down to the last couple of minutes before tip-off, Johnny. What do you predict?
You know, we could come out with a win here tonight. You know, we're only getting beat by 10 the last time we met up with them. Very capable of winning here tonight. Coach Nathan Aaron, you know, he said, I think he kind of thought we might be able to from his interview with you, Ralph. So hopefully we'll come out here with a win.
Yeah. Delaney, what's your input?
Well, I'm going to say, Jackson County, they've got a really good team, but I love it when they do this. But I'm going to agree with Johnny. I think they've got the capacity to come out here and win tonight. It may not be by a lot, but I think they definitely can pull it off.
What does that remind you of, a swarm of bees?
Brian said, well, I ain't going to tell you what Brian said. He says, I don't like it when they do that. I said, I think it's tough. Johnny and I like it. That's all that matters.
You know, when we played this team up home, correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like it got pretty physical, didn't it?
Very physical.
Hey, you know, real rough, and I expect the same thing here tonight. So,
you know, you keep up with your fouls and stuff. I write down how physical it gets. That's like at the end. I'm telling you what, they had several fouled out on both sides. So it'll be a physical game, I do believe.
Wow, don't let the blood...
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it. Not. I'm already burning up. This top may come off. I may be sitting here just. I've got another one on.
Oh my goodness! Well, you talk about direction and misdirection. Do you remember a year ago, J-Man, we played these boys here? Do you remember the outcome?
No, I don't. You know, I had my book out last night looking at it, but I don't remember.
We lost by 1 point.
The 3 point
because
shot.
Because Cole made a 3-pointer from right here.
Right here, yes. Now, since you brought it to my memory bank, that's great.
The only reason he had the opportunity is the officials put some time back on the clock.
I remember. I was here.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
So it's payback. Johnny?
Yes, sir. We're getting ready to introduce the starting five for both teams as the Bobcats will be introduced first. They are the visiting team here at the Blue Devils gymnasium. Number two, John Michael Furl. Number 10, Malik Austin Abbey. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 35, Brian Gibson. And number 40, the big guy, it's going to be Blake Hughes. That's the starting five for your Hickory County Bobcats. And let's see here what they're going to do here with the Jackson County Blue Devils. Number 24, James Cole. Number 5, Theo Bowman. Number 25, Dylan Pendley. Number 11, Isaac Phillips. And number 10, Kobe Brown. That's going to be the starting five for the Jackson County Blue Devils. We'll have to keep our eyes on the floor on this one because, boy, this will be a fast-paced. Anything can happen.
Right.
I'm just glad I'm up in the second row. Airlifted higher.
I think somebody stretched my earphones out. You been playing with them?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to blame it on Nathan.
I keep talking in my head.
I tell you what, I'll bring one of those vice or, you know, or a fee clamp next time we come. I'll just put them right to your head.
Okay. We do know that we got James Cole. He's going to jump against our very own Brian Gibson. Plays up. Ball's going up. It's tipped long. Brown's going to bring it up to the top of the key. He's going to pass inside the moment. It's knocked away, but it's going to go off the hands of Brown, and it's going to stay with the, it's going to go to the Bobcat. Goodness gracious. Pearl's got it at the top of the key. He passes it over to Gibson on the right side. He's going to bring it up the top of the key over in the corner to Abbott for a three. It's short, but it's knocked out of bounds. Jackson County is going to stay with the Bobcat. You know, I was actually shocked to see Abbott shoot that. I'm used to seeing somebody right on him.
Yeah.
And him not getting the ball.
Yeah, particularly at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. Gibson's got it up top, passes over to Pearl on the left side. He's going to penetrate in, brings it back out, pulls up a little jumper, steps right inside the three-point line, misses. Coming away, misses, going to be Brown. Brown's going to get it all the way down to Cole. He drives it, lays it in.
Two to zip.
Pearl gets it over to Abbott over on the right side. He gets it over to Pearl on the left side. Pearl to Gibson. Gibson pulls up by the free throw. He misses. Rebound. Neal gets it up to Abbott. Abbott takes it in. He's going to pull up the free throw. Shoot in there. First point by your Bobcat goes to Abbott.
2-2. Just under 7 minutes remaining.
Brown's going to take it across half court line, top of the key. And straight over to the right, brings it back up to Bowman. Bowman back to Brown. Brown passes into Cole. Cole penetrates inside. He's going to pass it out over to Brown on the left side. Back to Cole inside. Turns, shoots. It's in there. You know, I do remember Cole had an amazing game when we played him. He had 20-something points.
Yep.
Abbott's got the ball. Oh, hey, they call him for a charge.
Boy, I didn't see that one.
Well, look who called it, my friends. If you take that zebra out of the mix, it might be close.
All right, we've got the brown with it. He brings it to the top. He's going to penetrate over on the left side. He hands it off to Finley. Finley gets it to Phillips, down in the corner to Cole. Cole back up top to Finley. He's going to get it back to Brown. Brown's going to hold it and set it up. Passes over to Phillips. Phillips gets it to Brown.
You know, Cole is the brother of J.C. Cole.
Mm-hmm. Cole's going to drive in. Shoot. He misses. Rebound by Ben Neal. Neal's going to push it down. Pass inside to Hughes. He shoots. Misses. He misses. Rebounds Brown.
Too far under the basket.
Yep. Brown passes it down to Cole. Cole's going to shoot. Miss. Rebound Abbott. Abbott passes over to Pearl. Pearl's going to pull up a jumper. Nope. Rebound by Hughes, and they're going to call a push-off on Hughes.
I can see that from here.
That's going to be Hughes' first, and Young's going to come in and set Hughes down.
It's the second team call.
5:27 left in the first.
4-2, the Bobcats have the two.
Brown passes over to Finley. Finley brings it up top. Pulls up at the free throw, but he took an extra step,
I
believe.
Shuffle, you see.
Neal gets the rebound. He gets it over to Abbott. Abbott up to Neal. Neal penetrates inside, drives, shoots it, lays it in there. Good play by Neal.
Tough ball player, I'll tell you what. He'd play on my football team any day. 4-4.
Brown's going to take it over on the right side, back up top to Cole. Cole's going to penetrate inside, passes it back to Brown, up top to Bowman. Bowman back to Cole. Cole passes down in the corner to Phillips. He shoots a three. He misses. Rebound Cole, but he's going to be fouled.
John
Blackwell's
going to get called.
Hey.
What are they doing?
He went to kicking on Ben Neal.
Well, Ben won't take that.
And Pearl. And, you know, Pearl, like,
sticking on the wrong horses there, Diggle.
Finley's got it. He gets it into Brown. Brown shoots. I think Gibson scared that and flung out of him. They get it to Young. Young's got it at the top of the key. He hands it to Pearl. Pearl's got it up top.
Come on, boys. You got to move.
Gets it over to Gibson. Gibson passes to Pearl, pulls up a little jumper in there.
That was in there by Abbott.
I mean, Abbott, I'm sorry.
6-4. Bobcats go up by 2. 4 minutes remaining. We're halfway through the quarter.
Brown's got it up top of the key. He gets it over to Phillips on the right side. Pass inside to Cole. Cole turns, tries to take baseline. Nothing there. Gets it out to Brown. Brown's going to pull up a little jumper. Shoots. Nope. Nope, same team, same team. Pearl comes away with it. Pearl and Young up with it, and Pearl comes away with it. Pearl takes it in, shoots, and there's going to be a foul again.
I think John Michael's going to go to the line for a couple.
Goes against 34, Smith. That's going to be his first. Then Pearl's at the line. First shot up. Too hard. Missed that one.
We just can't have that. 3:40 to go. John Michael gets the second one.
Second shot on his way. Too hard. That we did go in, though, but
7-4 wasn't all that, but we'll take it.
Yep. Brown's going to walk it down. Young's guarding him. Young is just an amazing defense player. He gets it over to...
Ben
pulled it up. Oh, and he's throwing away by Abbott, and he takes it all the way down, lays it in. Good.
It's a nice play by Dawson Abbott. 9-4 now. The Bobcats are up.
Finley's got it. He's almost double-teamed. Don't know what to do with it. Tries to hand it to Brown, and he does. Almost stripped away. Pass down to Cole underneath, but he stepped on the line. 3:06 left in the first. Bobcats 9, you're Jackson County 4, and Jackson County's going to call a timeout. A 30-second timeout.
Well, I'll say this. We've been out playing Jackson County, particularly in the last couple of minutes. Most of it, or a lot of it, due to just hustle.
No, it's Watson. Hey, Ref, I'm sorry.
No, that ball that Dawson Abbott took down to lay in, it was hustle on his part.
Yes, sir, and I just started to comment on that. You know, he took it down and come back quick on the defense. I mean, he's just like John Michael. He's very quick.
Very quick.
He's got a stroke that won't quit. So, yeah. And the good news is we're going to have him around a couple more.
Yeah, the thing about it is
that where we go, people sticks on him like glue, you know. And the thing about it, he's taking it in and shooting the two. So, he can't hit the three. They won't let him hit the three. He'll shoot the two.
That's right.
He's got a nice 2-point pull-up jump.
Yeah. Abbott's got the ball. He gets it over here to Pearl. Pearl drives it in, and he's going to be fouled by Brown. That's going to be his first. Pearl's going to go to the line and shoot two more.
I wonder how tall Brown is.
Well, he's just a little taller than Young. How tall is Young?
A little shorter than Brown.
Well, there you go.
It's more than a little, though. It's probably 4 inches.
Second shot. That one's a miss. Rebound, Cole. Cole's going to bring it down.
Come on, you're not a guard.
Cole gets it to Brown. Brown's going to penetrate down, tries to shoot, and he does. Long shot. And this time Gibson knocks around 2 or 3 times, but Gibson comes away with it. Gets it to Pearl. Pearl drives straight in, lays it in.
Makes it 12-4. The Bobcats are up by 8. And I must say, at this point, I'm a little surprised.
Yes. Cove's got the ball. Cove's going to shoot a long three. In and out. Rebound by Young.
Young's a leaper. He can jump up there.
He can jump. Gets the ball over to Abbott. Abbott's going to drive in a little jumper.
Yes.
Like we just talked about that. If he won't get the three, he'll get the two.
That's the third shot that we need to mention. That's a running jumper. 14-4.
Brown's got the ball. Passes down in the corner to Smith. He shoots a three. It's in there.
They could have called a foul. It was 14-7. 1:40 to go in the first.
Pearl gets the ball over to Gibson. Gibson gets it to Abbott. Almost thrown away. Abbott comes away with it. Pulls up the free throw line. Shoots. He's knocked down from behind by Smith.
He's going to shoot two, I would think.
And that's going to be Smith's second. And Abbott's going to go to the line. Shoot two. We got 42. Brown's coming in. Now this Brown, is this a brother to the other Brown? First shot up by Abbott. He misses. Neal and Gibson's going to sit down.
Boy, 42 is a husky son of a gun, isn't he?
I do believe he is a brother to the other Brown. They look alike. Second shot up. Good.
Well, not as much as your last name looks alike.
I guess the thing knows. All right, number 10, Brown's got the ball. Bobcats picked up full court press. Gets it back to Brown.
15-7, 1:25 to go.
Brown to Cole. Back to Brown. Gets it to Phillips. Phillips up top to Brown. Back to Phillips on the right side. Get in the corner to Cole. Cole hands it off to 42, Brown. Nothing there. It's called up. Oh, off the foot of Wrecker, and it's going to stay with the Jackson County Devils, Blue Devils.
It's almost like Jackson County's playing for a last shot.
They've been it awful early, aren't they?
Well,
at 9.
And they're behind, so let's assume that is not what they're trying to do. It's a good defense.
Phillips gets the ball up top and shoots a long three, and he's in there.
That's 15-10. That's the second three-pointer they put in here. He's playing out.
Answer back, but I have They just called a technical on Abbott for hitting Tindley.
For doing what?
They just called a technical.
What kind of shot, though? For doing what?
Like,
what did he do?
I think he run into Penley.
Well, that happened.
So he just got two fouls right then. Is that right, my understanding? Okay. First shot up by Brown, he misses. Abbott just got two fouls on him right off the bat. So that makes three for him in the first quarter. Not good.
They're only showing two on the board. And the second shot was missed by Brown.
Are they just giving him two? Are they just going to give him one foul?
Look at the scoreboard. You don't give him two, I don't believe.
I believe you used to. It used to be considered two. I thought. I can be wrong.
Well, we could debate that off later.
Right. Abbott, or Brown's got it up top. Gets it over to Penley over on the right back to Brown. Over to Penley. Down in the corner to Bowman. Bowman gets it back to Penley. Pulls up the free throw line. That's it. Gets it, gets the rebound, and it's going to be a foul on 42, Brown.
Almost undercut there.
I thought that could have been a rope back. All right.
At any rate, 33.7 seconds, 18-10. Bobcats up. They have the ball.
Ball inbound. It's stripped away by Penley. And they lay it in. Score.
That's not the responsibility of Gibson to bring it up before.
Ball to Richter. Oh! Kicked around, knocked around. You finally gets it over to Young. Down in the corner to Gibson for a long three. I thought, Lord, if they hit that, that's pretty good. Finley's got it. He's going to run it down. And he loses control. They're saying it's out of bounds on the Bobcats. It stays with the Blue Devils. 3.9.
18-12. Joseph Brown is in there now. How many Browns? We have three Browns on this team. You know that?
Yeah, and two of them's in right now. Brown inbounds it long to Phillips. Phillips gets it back to Brown. He don't know how much time's left.
He wasn't paying attention.
At the end of the first, your mob catch up 18-12.
Yeah, we're up 18-12, so let's go in. We'll be right back for second quarter action.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks, to Jackson County High School. Our Bobcats are leading the Blue Devils by six at the end of one, and we're just getting ready to kick off the second.
Bobcats are going to have the ball. Neal's got it up top. He gets it to Pearl. Pearl takes it over on the left side, brings it back up top, and takes it back to the left. Drives inside, passes to Rector underneath, kicked out of bounds by Brown.
You got to watch driving the baseline. You can get into forcing it.
Pearl gets it up to Gibson. Gibson gets it to Neal. Neal drives in, passes underneath to Rector. He tries it again. This time misses.
Rector
Brown comes to play with it.
Miss a cripple, as we call them.
Toss out to Cole. Cole drives in, shoots. He misses it short. Hits the front of the rim. Hits Ben Neal in the head. Gibson does. He's not watching it. Gets it over to Gibson. He's wide open for a three. Throws in and out, and Brown gets the rebound. I noticed that Brown gets a lot of the rebounds.
Well, three of them out there with that name, they ought to be getting
One out of three should be getting the rebound. Hasn't it? Brown shoots the ball. He misses. Abbott gets the rebound, pulls up a jumper at the free throw line.
He knocks it home. 20-12.
Abbott's got 14.
of the 20.
You just said 24. Something was wrong.
Pass over to Brown. Brown gets it all the way in the corner to Finley. Finley brings it back out. Gets it to Brown. Brown gets it to Brown. That's confusing.
Well, it's a Brown basketball,
and a
too.
Brown gets it to Brown inside. He turns and shoots. It's in there. He's a southpaw. Well, he shot that one southpaw. That doesn't mean anything.
No, I think you're right, though. Yeah. I think
he is. Pearl's going to take it inside and shoots, and going to be a foul on number 10, Brown. That's going to be his second. Goes against one of them, Brown.
That was a Brown foul.
Brown downtown foul. Pearl, that's
I don't think I've ever seen a team with three players.
Shot up.
Come on, John Michael.
Using Young's in for Rector and... Sit down, Ben Neal.
Rector needs a... Well, yeah. He's a little fuzzy in the face of his head.
Taking shot up by Farrell. Good.
21-14. 6 minutes to go.
Number 10, Brown, has set down, and 34, Smith, in for him. Gets it over to Finley. Pass down. Oh, Young almost steals it away. Gets it to Brown. Finley's wide open for a three in there.
Boy, I'll tell you, they lucked out on that because that was a matter of centimeters that they got two of those passes through.
Pearl drives in, shoot. Nope, he misses it.
It's 21-17. Your Bobcats are up by four.
That goes against Finley, and Pearl's at the line again to shoot two.
Got to make them. Got to make them.
First shot, no. He's not used to missing a free throw.
What's he doing, Johnny?
He's 3 of 7.
Second shot, good.
22-17, 5:45 to go.
Smith got it up top.
He loses it.
Get another. Time out, and Pearl comes away with it, and then Smith wrapped his arms around his neck.
Yeah, horse collar.
Did you see?
Hey, that would have been 15 yards in football.
You see what Brownie did? He dove right on him.
Yeah. I think they've got it out to the Bobcats.
Well, at any rate, is this short or long? I haven't broken
I think it was short.
It's short.
Well, sometimes you lumber into the right decision. Another time is you pay attention. But right now, we have 5:33 remaining in the second quarter. The Bobcats up by 5, 22-17. But we've threatened to stretch it out more than that. I think we did have it up to about 8 of them.
Pearl's got the ball at the top of the key. Abbott's running wild. Gets it into Young. Young passes out to Gibson for a three. No. Rebound by Brown, but it's knocked away. Smith comes away with it. Smith got it up top. Passes over to Brown. Back up top to Smith. He's going to shoot a three. In and out. Rebound Young and Gibson together.
If Gibson's on that goal, he's going to come down with the ball.
Yep. Pearl's got the ball, hands it off to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot a three. Nope, that one's off a little bit. Rebound, Cole.
Dawson was moving to his left on that.
Gets it down the corner to Smith. He's going to shoot a three. Nobody's there. Rebound.
Off.
By Brown, and Gibson just grabs the ball out of his arm.
Yeah, number 30 pushed off.
One of them Brown boys. Gets it to Gibson. Gibson's got it up top. Passes down to Hughes. Hughes takes in. And...
You're looking for a foul on him.
Yeah.
They didn't get the call.
Finley's got the ball. Pass it over to Brown. He's going to shoot a three. Nope, but Young runs it down, gets the rebound, hands it to Pearl. Young's going to keep it. Gets it back to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Abbott. Abbott wide open for three. Oh!
He's moving to his left with both of those. Look at that.
Going to be a timeout call on the coach. It's going to stay with the Blue Devils.
30-second timeout.
Somebody's going to get in trouble for this game as well,
yeah,
because that is not called for.
3:54 left in the second. Your ball catch up 22-17.
What a game. You know what the year is going to be, though, and this is the first half.
Yeah, put it there. It's going to get worse. You know it is. Them refs don't want this one right here on the left side. He don't want the ref down there. It'd be bad. They'll have to call him the law dog, law dog.
whatever you
mean. We got you back. Don't worry about it. Johnny will be first, and I'll be right behind you. I'll take my boots off.
What is that song about, Last Footprint's Mine?
That's me. All right, here we go. Brown's got the ball. It's top kick. Gets it over on the right side of the field. Back to Brown up top. He gets it over to Phillips on the left side. Back to Brown up top. Over to Finley. Finley brings it back to Brown. They're wanting him to inside to Cole. Back out to Finley. Finley to Cole. Cole drives in, strips away by Phil. Over to Abbott. He's open. Take that shot.
Yeah. He wasn't moving. He was set.
He just stopped and looked.
25-17.
Brown gets it up to Phillips. That looks good from here, guys. It is.
Yes, prosperity. 25-20. Abbott's
going to answer back.
Golly gee, man. He's from over here on the street, and he shot that one.
He wins, Beaver. He gets that from way over here.
28-20.
Phillips got it, gets it in the corner to Finley. Finley shoots a three in there.
This is driving me nuts. 28-23.
Abbott's got the ball. It's top the key. Abbott takes it over down in the corner. Long pass over here to Farrell, but it went over his head.
I thought it was to me.
We can't play, Abbott. We're too old. We want to. Brown's got the ball. It's top the key. He hands it off to Finley. Finley hands it off to Phillips. Phillips takes it inside, underneath to Cole. Oh, shit from behind by Neil.
What a play by Neil.
Neil was up in the iron. He was down and smacking that ball. Young drives straight in. It's knocked out of bounds by Cole. Stays with the Bobcats. Gibson's going to come in on that.
He says,
let me get some of that action.
That was a tremendous stop.
That was good. He was even in the air. He hadn't even barely touched his feet on the ground. Rector shoots. He gets it out. Down in the corner to Furl. He's going to shoot a three. Looks good from here. Nope. Running it down. Bowman comes away with it. Hits it to Brown.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Brown takes it down over underneath. He's going to try to go baseline, but he stopped. Gets it to Finley. Finley gets it to Phillips up top. He shoots. He misses. Gets the rebound. He hands it to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive straight in, and he loses control.
No, it's knocked away.
Knocked away, okay. He stays with the Bobcats.
1:43 remaining in the second. Ball under the Bobcat basket.
Inbounded to Neil. Neil up top to Gibson. Gibson to Neil. Neil to Abbott. Inside. Shoot in there.
Pull up jumper in the keyhole.
I don't know if he says hi, but that boy's on fire.
30-23. 1:25 to go. Bobcat's up.
Brown's got it at the top of the key over on the right side to Finley. Finley up to Phillips. Phillips to Brown over on the left side. Back up to Finley up top. Finley hands it back to Phillips. You got a minute and 10 left in the second. Oh, shoot.
Boy.
Phillips shoots, misses. Rebound Gibson.
Gibson's doing a great job on the board.
Gibson shoots in there.
He's doing a great job putting the turkey in, too. It's 33-23. Now under a minute.
Brown's got it up top. Penetrates right down in the middle. Hands it off to Cole. Cole gets it out here to Bowman. Bowman to Finley for a three. He misses. Rebound Furl.
Well, Gibson was out all over that kid that shot, too.
Furl gets it over to Gibson. Gibson's going to shoot him another three. This time he misses. Oh. Rebound Finley.
Let him play, boys. Let him play.
Finley gets it. Brown drives in and shoots, misses, knocks it around, hands it to Furl, and he's going to walk this one down.
Yep.
14 seconds.
Air out of the ball. Some boys, you don't want to lose this.
Oh, Bowman comes away with it. Furl drives in. Oh, shot that ball. Bowman shot that ball from the half court line, and it hit the backboard and rolled right in.
That reminds me of last year.
The last shot of last year when they won by three.
So what is the score? 33. Oh, sure. That was a three-pointer.
Yeah.
33-26. So they scored 14. And we scored
17. 18, 19, 20, 30, 15.
Oh, let's go away, and we'll be right back with Coach Smith.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Well, welcome back to Jackson County High School. Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells himself bring you the action. We're at halftime. Our Bobcats lead the Blue Devils in Jackson County by a score of 33-26. And it would have been 33-23, except Jackson County made a half-court desperation shot just as the buzzer, before the buzzer, so it cut it to 7. But right now we have great Coach Brent Smith. So welcome, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ralph.
All I can say is in the last half, despite what Delaney would have you believe, we just simply outran them. We outscored them 42-23.
Well, yeah, and you know, again, the third quarter was the big quarter. I looked, of course, the top kids on the bench, and I said, you know, you could tell in there that they were you suck and win a little bit. You know, you could tell you was getting into them a little bit. So it was a, you know, we didn't play well the first half at all. I thought we looked a lot, you know. Blame it on what you want to. It didn't, you say it's rough, whatever. We just didn't play well. And I just thought we looked like we weren't aggressive.
We would blame it on the coaching.
Yeah, that might be that might be it. I couldn't find that answer, but that's a better answer probably. But I just didn't feel like we weren't aggressive. I felt like we were just kind of just nonchalant a little bit. Told them that we felt like maybe we thought we were better than, you know, everybody's been telling us how good we are. Maybe we just figured it out. We thought we were good enough. We didn't have to do it.
You started listening.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. And sometimes you have to. You know, you got to play every. You're gonna get everybody's best effort every night. So,
right.
But once we took control of the game, it changed. We, you know, just changed our press up just a little bit in the third quarter.
You're right. The third quarter, we outscored them what 26-11.
Yeah.
If my numbers are right.
And we scored 27 for a half. And we scored 26
right.
in the third quarter. So
that's
you. You know, that's all you need to know there. So I just didn't. You know, I don't know that we were. Not lazy. I don't know what the word is. Just like I said, we're just lethargic, I guess. I guess the best word for it. So,
that's a 2.5-week layoff.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But, heck, I mean, we're 15, 14, 13, 15, 16-year-old kids. How does that affect you? You know
yeah.
what I mean? How does that affect
yeah.
you? I don't understand how that affects you. Now, old people, like us, it might affect us.
I don't think the 2.5 weeks off will affect them physically.
Well,
mentally, it might just a little bit, but I don't... looking at the records that we've got here, you know, we're 18-1 now, it's 5-0 in the district.
That's
and you look
number.
At you look at them, and you know, they've only lost one district game, and it was to us. Now they've lost two, both of them.
Right.
That tells a lot of what we got in our district.
Well, I feel like I don't know that that's still the deal, but that puts in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You know, we
well, Evans. Jackson County was second place.
Right. They've got now they have two offices. And then, you know, of course, Kirk Range will have, they have played us each one, so they've got two losses. So both of those two will be tied for second, we'd be first. So I don't feel like, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
It would appear, though, as we head toward the district tournament, that we will play the winner of the play-in game.
Well, yeah, if that happens, yeah. You know, help so. We want to go undefeated, you know, you want to go undefeated through the regular season, and then we haven't done that. Like I said, we haven't won a regular season district championship since 1909. So that's 26 years, best I can do the math on that. So, and that's something to be proud of. And that's we want championships. You know, that just be one on the start. And, you know, that does that really mean anything? Not really. But we haven't done it in 26 years. That means something. So
that means something to us for home folks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, and it only matters how you finish at the field at the end, you know, the last game you play. But, you know, so you want to win them all. And obviously we're sitting here at 18-1 and, you know, we've got some things, good things going for us, and we're proud of them.
Yeah.
And congratulations. And Friday night, what do you got planned for us?
Well, just hope we come out ready to go better. You know, I mean, I think, you know, Clay's going to be ready. They'll come ready. We'll see a different team than we saw down there because Coach Sims has been around a long time. He knows how to tweak things, and he'll get something fixed. And we'll have to play. And we'll have to play more like what we did here in the third quarter the whole game. I just think, you know, I know Clay's probably – they struggled a little bit. They've won 12 or 13 games. They're, you know, around here, if you win 12 or 15 games and around here, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, it's not anytime's easy in their league. So, just proud where we're at, guys. I mean, it's been a long time.
You should be.
We
are. You should be.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we'll see you Friday night.
All right. Appreciate you.
Johnny, you got the data?
Give him a minute. Something. Come on.
Well, he's going off on some conversation here.
He's asking him about the 6, I think.
We'll be right back, folks.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Here we go. Brown's got the ball, face across the half-court line. Gets it over to Finley over on the left side. Bowman's up top. Looking for something to happen down underneath. Gets it up to Cole. Cole hands it back to Finley. He's got it up top, and he's going to set it back up. He hands it off to Brown. Brown gets it to Finley on the right side. He's going to penetrate down to the free throw line. He took a walk on that one. Gets it to Cole. So drives in, pulls up a jumper on the side, gets his own rebound. He goes back up again. This time he's in.
Well, we're down to 5.
Neal's got it over on the left side. He's going to bring it up top. Gets it to Furl over on the right. Back to Neal. Neal's open. Gets it to Abbott. Abbott back to Neal. Neal shoots a 3. It's a little hard. Going to be rebounded by Penley. Finley brings it down. He hands it off to Brown. around, takes it down underneath. Inside, he misses. It's going to be rebounded by you. They're going to call a foul on number 35. Brian Gibson, his first. And
I didn't
say that at all. All right, so that's going to be Gibson's first. Shot made by Brown, nothing there. Abbott comes away with it. Abbott gets it down to Gibson. That's inside the U's. Underneath the Gibson, he lays it in and call him for a charge.
What?
I count the basket, 1-1. I thought for sure he said did this. It goes against number 11, Phillips, his first. Gibson's at the line to shoot one.
35-28. Clock got stopped. Gibson at the line with an opportunity to stretch it out another point.
First shot up.
In and out.
In and out. Cole gets the rebound. Brown's got it up top. Gets it over to Mullen on the left. Back to Brown up top. In the corner to Bowman. Bowman passes into Cole. Cole tries to do baseline. Shoots. Nothing there. Knocked away, but Pearl comes away with it. Pearl drives all the way down. Late. He had three players on him.
Knifing through there. Almost a whirling dervish slide.
Brown's got it up top. Takes it over on the right side. He's working against Gibson. About loses control. He hands it off to Cole. Back to Brown. Brown gets it over to Penley on the left side. Penley's going to take it in, brings it back, gets it back to Brown. Brown goes to the free throw line. He stops, gets it back to Penley. Penley gets it back to Brown. Brown hands it to Phillips. Phillips going to drive in. He gets it out to Cole. Cole's going to take it inside. Down in the corner to Bowman, up top to Brown. Brown back to Bowman. Bowman shoots a three. It's in there. That's a lot of passing, isn't it?
37-31. They've been putting in the threes on us. Johnny, how many they have?
Abbott's going to shoot a three to answer back. This
six,
time,
they got six.
Misses. Brown gets the rebound. Passes down to Phillips. He shoots and scores. They've come out hot. Come out hot right here.
37-33. They've cut into that lead.
Gibson takes it in at the free throw line. Passes over to Pearl. Pearl gets it out to Hughes. Hughes gets it up top to Neal. Neal passes back inside to Hughes.
Yeah.
In there. He did it.
Nice. Left-handed off the glass turn. And that'll put the Bobcats up again by 6, 39-33.
Full timeout, Ralph.
And Jackson County immediately calls a full timeout because Hughes was perfectly positioned for that pass. We'll be right back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks. Action underway, Delaney.
Brown's got the ball up top. Passes over on the right side to Penley. Back to Brown up top. Brown hands it off to Phillips. Back to Bowman. Bowman to Phillips. Phillips to Bowman. Bowman gets it to Brown.
Almost taken away there by John
Michael. Brown to Penley. Knocked out of bounds, and it hits Penley on its way out, so it's going to go to the Bobcats.
No, I think he just lost control of it.
Pearl's got it at the top of the key. He's going to get it over on the right side to Neal. Neal passes in to Abbott. Abbott shoots. He misses from the free throw line. Rebound Brown.
Well, that was close. Good shot.
Yeah. Gets it to Brown up top. Over to Phillips on the right side. Back to Brown up top. Over to Finley. Finley's going to shoot a three. It's in there. Finley's a really good three-point shooter.
Well, he's been hitting them in there, and we're down to 3 points now. We were up by 10 right before the half.
That ball's kicked by Bowman. It's going to stay with the Bobcats. Young's coming in for
Hughes.
Ball inbounded to Neal. Neal gets it to Gibson. Gibson gets it back to Neal. Neal gets it to Gibson. Gibson's going to shoot.
Yes.
It's in there, and it's a two-pointer. He's on the, he's across the line.
41-36.
Brown
five.
Gets it over to Finley. Back to Brown. Brown to Phillips. Phillips back to Finley. Back to Phillips. Phillips inside to Brown. Brown back to Phillips. He's going to shoot a long three. Throws it out. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it to Young to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive in. It'll be a charge. He was actually set. I knew that was coming. That's going to go against Pearl. That's going to be his second.
And we lost a basket, too.
Yep. Neal's going to sit down and Richter's in. 2:55 left in the third. Bobcats 41, Blue Devils 36. Brown gets it across the half court line, takes it up to the top of the key, takes it over on the right side, drives down, gets it back up top to Bowman. Bowman hands it back to Brown. Down in the corner to Bowman. Bowman passes all the way across to Finley. Finley gets it inside to Brown. Brown's going to turn, shoot, nothing there. Rebound Bowman. He shoots, nothing there. This time Young comes away with it. Young gets it to Pearl.
One of the shorter players, but he sure went up and got it.
Pearl's got it at the top of the key. Knocked out of bounds by Smith. Going to stay with the Bobcats. Ball inbounded to Rector. Rector gets it back to Pearl. Over to Gibson. Gibson gets it back to Pearl. Pearl penetrates inside.
Yeah.
In. He seen a moment standing there, and he just drove right around him.
He's quick, and he's iceless right through there. It's 43-36 now, 1:40 to go.
Ball passed inside, but Gibson comes away with it, gets it to Abbott. Abbott's going to push it down. He's fouled from behind.
Well.
Goes against number five, Bowman, his first.
It's only the second team foul in this half.
Smith coming in for Smith, and then Coe's coming in for Bowman.
And there's Brownie leaving. It would be nice to get into bonus charities here because with our lead only seven, we need that.
Pearl gets it down the corner to Gibson. Gibson gets it back up top to Young. Young's going to drive in, passes it back up to Gibson, tries to, and he throws it away.
That's a mental error more than anything, although obviously he threw it way out of bounds. But he didn't need to do that.
No. Brown's got the ball, hands it off to Cole. Cole's got it up top, passes over to Brown, down low on the right, back up top to Smith. Smith gets it back to Brown, down in the corner to Cole. Cole gets it back to Smith, over to Finley. Finley gets it down to Cole. Cole back to Finley. Back to Cole. Cole tries to go up. Nope. Pearl comes jumping in. Gets the rebound.
We get a running start like that, I guess.
He gets it to Gibson. Gibson pulls up at the free throw, and it's short. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound by Brown. Brown gets it to Finley.
I'm thinking we ought to run a little bit of the clock then.
We got 30 seconds left. Brown gets it back to Finley. Finley gets it to Cole. Oh. That's going to be a push on Rector.
And Blake Hughes quickly back into the lineup.
He comes in for Abbott. Abbott's going to sit down. deals in for Gibson.
Six seconds remaining.
Ball inbounded to Finley. Hands it off to Brown, 20 seconds.
You better do something or you're going to lose the ball.
Pearl's guarding Brown. Got 8 seconds, seven. Gets it to Smith. Smith's going to penetrate down. Pass underneath to Brown. And he misses the shot. Rebound Young.
Boy, we lucked out on that.
Yes,
so the third quarter buzzer, the Bobcats have 43, and Blue Devils have 36. So in that quarter, both teams scored 10.
Even score on that.
But let's go away, folks, and we'll be back with final quarter action. No doubt about it.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats on Bobcat. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
B&K Buyride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Back, folks. Delane.
Bobcats gets the ball, gets it over here to Neil. Neil gets it back to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Neil. Neil gets it over to Hughes on the right side. Pass inside to Young. Young, he tries to pass underneath, but it's knocked out of bounds by Blue Devils.
We were lucky.
By Finley.
We were lucky.
Well, actually, Finley did slap it.
Did he?
It hit the top of his three fingers.
Yeah, but the ball was thrown much too hard.
Oh, yeah, it would have been out of bounds if he hadn't stuck his hand up. Pearl's got the ball underneath his goal.
Or Travis.
Okay,
it's the end of year. Hands it back to Pearl. Pearl's going to bring it up top. He's going to drive right in. Pass out to Neil. Neil gets it back to Pearl.
There's a foul.
Yep, going to be a foul against Smith, 34. That's going to be his third. The thing that they don't know about Pearl is if you start reaching in on him, he's going to take the ball to you and make you foul him. Ball inbounded to Abbott. Abbott's going to try to do baseline pass underneath to Gibson. Gibson gets it up top to Neil.
That's right.
Set it up.
Play smart, boys.
Neil gets it over here to Hughes on the right side. You send it back to Pearl. Pearl drives all the way in. There's going to be a foul against
John
11.
John Michael's going to the line, I believe. Yeah, there's a fourth team foul now.
It goes against Phillips, his second.
And the closer we get to that number seven, the better off I'm going to feel. 7:06 remaining. We're up by seven.
First shot up by Pearl. Miss. He's been missing the first one and hitting the second.
So
that's the trend. Second shot.
Well, you were right. 44-36.
Brown's got the ball.
7 minutes remaining.
Takes it over on the right, turns back and gets it to Smith. Smith hands it to Cole. Cole drives in. He passes back out to Brown. Brown penetrates in. He gets it up top to Phillips. Phillips is going to penetrate on the inside. He shoots. Nothing there.
He found him.
He just
fouled. Over Blake back.
Nothing.
No call. We'll get the ball, though. Jackson County into a full court press now.
Abbott gets the ball. Abbott drives all the way in. Gets it to Neil. Up back up top to Hughes. just passes underneath to, oh, to Gibson. He's used and nothing called.
Not to the floor.
They're going to call a holding on you.
Boy, oh boy. 6:24 remaining.
That's going to be his second, and I missed that one too.
Well, I was watching Gibson on his back.
No, that was me. I thought they were going to call a foul on Cole. Brown goes down in the corner. Pass inside to Smith, but nothing there. Neil stays in. Gets it to Farrell.
Ben Neil made a great play there.
Very good play. Farrell's going to drive it in. He's going to pass it underneath to Hughes, and it's going to be out of bounds on Hughes' foot. And Coach Aaron looks at him and says, slow down.
Yeah, we've got an 8-point lead, boy.
Right. Smith's got the ball at top. He's guarded by Gibson. He's going to take it around. Drives right inside. Shoots. Misses. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it up top to Neil.
There, Ben. Slow her down, baby.
Neil's going to pass it in to Pearl. Pearl's going to pass underneath to you. And there's going to be a foul on maybe Finley. Yep.
I don't think Blake's been to the line tonight, has he, Johnny?
No,
he hasn't. He is now. Going up to the line.
Has he scored?
He's got 2 points.
Oh, I didn't think he had many.
First shot up. Good.
9-point lead, 45-36, 5:31 remaining.
Going to get one more, 5:31 left in the ballgame. Second shot, good. He's got a very pretty
three-throw
shot. Yes.
46-36, 5:30 to go. We're up by 10 again.
Brown gets the ball over to Smith. Smith's going to bring it up top. Gets it down the corner to Phillips. Phillips is going to take it in. Nope. Nothing there. He gets it back up top to Finley. Finley's going to move inside. He's going to pass in the corner to Phillips. Phillips going to shoot a three. Nope. Neil gets the rebound. He gets it back to Pearl, and they're just going to walk it down. 5 minutes left in the ballgame, folks. The Bob catch up, 46-36.
The Blue Devil coach up, exhorting his charges to come out and pick him up.
The ball to you. You gets it back to Neil. Neil back to you. Back to Pearl. Down in the corner to Abbott for a three. Nope, that one was short, but Hughes is out for the rebound, then Gibson in there.
Third putback goes in for Gibson. And that'll make it 48-36. How many has Gibby got, John?
Let's see. Gibson, he's got
a lot?
Yeah, he's got nine.
Nine? He don't have that many. Abbott's got a lot.
Yep, Gibson.
How many Abbott's got?
Who's that?
Abbott.
He's got 22. He's not doing anything here in the second.
He's not doing anything second half. He was on fire the first half.
As you would say, he was on fire.
He's on fire.
That's a two-syllable word. Fire.
Fire. The way we talk down here, we roll up like this. I have drove. I need somebody to drive me home. Wait a minute, I got two kids with me. All right.
Don't let them drive. All right, we're underway now.
Brown's got the ball up top. He's going to penetrate over on the right. Oh, it's knocked out of bounds.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, that looks like it's out of bounds on Phillips, but they're going to call it out of bounds on Pearl.
Oh. I think that zebra's shirt just turned all black.
Yep. Brown to Cole. Cole gets it to Smith. Smith shoots a three. Did you see how he shot that ball? That was crazy.
That was slow motion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Up top to Gibson. Gibson's got it. He gets it to Neil.
48-39 here, a 9-point lead.
Underneath to Abbott. Lays it in. And wide open.
That makes it 50-39, 4 minutes to go.
Up top, Brown's got it. Gets it over on the left side to Smith. Smith's going to trade up top. Oh, knocked away by Neil. They're running for it. Neil got it. Calls a timeout.
Oh! No. He's calling a timeout.
Called a timeout. They called him for a walk. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Tough call, huh, Zebra? You know who's paying your check today.
Yeah, come on, McCormick. Go back to Livingston. Bring on Jason in to you. Nope, and he scores.
He just gave him 2 points.
Earl, the ball, he gets it all the way over to Abbott in the corner for three. Yeah!
The net on fire. 53-41, 3:25.
Brown passes underneath to Cole. Oh, Remerson lays it in, layup. 3:20 left in the ball game. Your Bobcats 53, Blue Devils 43. 10-point game.
Getting kind of wild here, huh?
Yeah.
Full timeout. Let's go away, folks. Pay some more bills, but we'll be back for the finish.
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome back, folks. Delaney?
The Bobcats had the ball to inbound underneath, and they didn't get it in. So John Michael Furl, he called another timeout.
And now we got another full timeout. So thanks, guys. Johnny, what are you thinking?
Well, we're going to win this game, Ralph. We're up 10 points, 3:20 to go. I mean, there's a lot of time left, but I think the Bobcats have got the determination. They're going to come out here with a win tonight.
I think she's swinging out of her hair.
Oh, I'm glad it came out of her hair.
I didn't know where it was
going. Well, you know, we were just talking a moment ago while we were away on break. Bobcats lost to these Blue Devils over at Wheeler Hassler earlier this year by 10. And here we are leading by 10 with only 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go, and we're playing the Blue Devils on the court. Here we go.
Here we go. Pearl's got the ball. They're going to call Smith. Going to go against Smith with this. That's going to be his fourth foul. We got six.
One more foul we're going to shoot, and that's where we need to be.
Neal to inbound. It gets it in to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Furl. Furl gets it back to Neal. Neal gets it underneath to Furl. Furl to Young. Look here. He's got another horse collar. Phillips did. Finley's on the ground, shaking his right hand.
He's calling it on 11. You see what's going on that time?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're shooting.
That's going to be his third. Phillips.
Well, he's going to shoot.
I think Young.
No, yeah. It's Abbott. Yeah, it's
Young. Yeah. So Young's at the line. He's going to shoot a 1-1.
You got to make him. That's why you get to this point in the game.
First shot up. Oh, in and out. Rebound Cole. Cole gets it to Brown.
3 minutes. We're under three now.
Brown gets it over to Cole.
He walked.
He moved both feet.
He's somewhat of a disavowal of that travel by, I guess, so.
Young gets the ball. Look here, the Blue Devils have pushed these players down.
Two of them.
Young gets it down to Gibson. Gibson all the way up top to Abbott for a three. In there.
Yeah. Whoa, baby. 56-43. 2:30 to go.
Brown passes it down to Cole, and he loses control of it.
Cole's beginning to lose a little composure there, too.
He's coming back in for Young.
But I can understand that. He's a tough competitor.
2:32 left in the ball game. Pearl's got the ball. Pearl gets it up top to Neil. Neil to Hughes. Hughes underneath. Yes, and oh, I thought he was going to dunk it. He was wide open. I was hoping he would.
58-43.
Brown's got it up top. Gets it over to Smith on the right side. Smith gets it back to Brown. Brown passes into Cole. Cole's looking to make a move inside. He does. Shoots nothing there. Rebound Gibson.
Look at him pulling off.
Gibson gets it down to Neil. Back to Pearl.
We're under 2 minutes now. There's a foul.
Pearl drops to the ground. Gets it to Smith. Brown knocked out of bounds by Ben Neil.
I don't know why they didn't call a foul. He got pushed to the ground.
Sure did, Ralph.
1:45 to go. We're up by 15.
Smith shoots a three. It rolls around, goes in.
Well, makes that 12 with 1:35 to go.
Phillips just made another foul, and Gibson run into him. That's going to be his fourth, and Pearl's going to go to the line.
How many points does Phillips have, Johnny?
He has eight.
He's a pretty good ball player.
Pearl's first shot up. In and out.
No,
misses. Knock out of bounds by Hughes, so it's going to stay with the Blue Devils.
I bet we're under 500 on charities.
Bobcats up for 12, 58-46.
Brown's got the ball up top. He gets it to Cole. Cole gets it to Smith. Down in the corner to Brown. Brown's looking to go baseline. Lays it in.
58-48, 1:21 to go.
And the Blue Devils coach is going to call full timeout.
Full timeout. All right, folks. We have 1:21 to go, but let's break and we'll be back with
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Yep. I want a furl there. Watch him go. He's going to take it all the way down. And we weren't even on air.
Welcome back, folks. Don Michael just hit one and put us up by, 12? So with 1 minute to go, Jackson County coach is sending in the splinter gatherers.
That goes against Finley, his third, and we've got five new subs coming in. And we've got subs coming in for the Bobcats.
But with 1:02 to go, it's essentially over. And Dawson Abbott at the line for a 1+ bonus.
First shot up.
Dropped it in. I'll make it 61-48.
Colton Sales coming in for Gibson. You can tell just by looking at the boys down there when they're putting new players in. Second shot by Abbott Good. Is they're excited about this win tonight.
Wow, they should be. 62 to Fourier. 1 minute now.
Brown's got the ball at the top. He gets it over to Dyer. Pass inside to Brown. He lays it in. Young's got the ball. He's going to run it down.
Young has to run it. You guys should slow it out.
Back to Young. Young hands it off to little Clay Smith.
Oh. Yep.
And he's going to go back to the Blue Devils.
I don't know if that was Clay's fault or Rector's fault.
I don't know either. York coming in for Young.
33 seconds remaining at 62 to 50.
Brown's got the ball at the top. Down in the corner, too. I think that's Manier. Pass inside to Brown. He shoots. No. Nope. Rebound the other Brown. He's going to shoot again. Nope, this time York's going to get the rebound. And
jump. Oh, come on.
Jump ball is going to stay with the Blue Devils. 12.7 left. Oh, and that was a shot by number 22, Maynard. Crawford's got the ball. He's going to get it over here to Clay Smith. I believe that's
okay.
It, folks.
Final score, 62-53, your Bobcats win. And in that quarter, they scored 17 and we scored 19. But at any rate, we had a 10-point margin there going well into the fourth quarter. But at any rate, great win for our Bobcats, who will meet Clay County, number one in the boys' district this Friday night. And, you know, they could beat Clay County playing the games that they can play. But right now, folks, let's go away and you listen to these messages, and we'll be back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Well, welcome back, folks, to Jackson County High School. Ralph Ray, Delaine Hill Cross, and Johnny J-Man Sells bringing you all the action. The Bobcats just won a 9-pointer, I believe it was 62-53, over Jackson County Blue Devils after having been beaten by Jackson County at Wheeler Hassler earlier this year by 10. So, great turnaround, and I have to say that Nate Aaron's program is bringing our guys along pretty well.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, they are.
So, Johnny, you got the data?
Okay, for the Jackson County Blue Devils, Kobe Brown had 4, Isaac Phillips was 8, James Cole was 13, Dylan Penley was 11, Theo Bowman was 6, Jonas Smith was 6, Connor Brown was 2, and Troy Manor was 3, total of 50. For your Pitching County Bobcats, John Michael Furrow was 13, Blake Hughes was 4, Ben Neal was 2, Dawson Abbott with 32 points. Brian Gibson 11 for a total of 62. Boy, did the Bobcats ever do it here tonight in Jackson County. 62-53, and what a win it was for Nathan Aaron and his Bobcat team.
Yeah, I would second that. What do you think of Delaney?
They just played phenomenal tonight. They played phenomenal, played good together, and you could definitely tell that they wanted this win tonight.
And you know, I might add, too, we don't want to leave our assistant coach out there, Mary Ellen Webb. I'm sure she has something to do with this also.
Yes.
She was a good ball player
in school.
Yes, she was.
I saw, I was looking down there a little bit, and I saw she had that black whip out.
She was cracking it, wouldn't she?
Yeah. All right, folks, that wraps it up for tonight. Two great wins. And we'll be on the air with the Clay County game from Wheeler Hassler on Friday night. So until then, stay well.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!